Okay, good morning and welcome to the California Coastal Commission meeting of Friday, June 13th. Can we get the clerk to call the roll, please?
Commissioner Chajian?
Here.
Commissioner Blank?
Here.
Commissioner Clark?
Here.
Commissioner Wessel? Commissioner Potter? Commissioner Riley?
Here.
Commissioner Schallenberger?
Here.
Commissioner Wan?
Here.
Chair Neely?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you.
As I, Madam Chair, as I indicated yesterday or the day before, Mr. Lester is out of town on personal business. Ruby and Dan will be presenting North Central and Central Coast. So with that, let me ask Ruby to go through the changes on the
agenda
today.
Thank you, staff.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Honorable Commissioners. So today I'll be presenting the North Central District items. And first I'd like to remind members of the public to fill out a speaker slip if you'd like to speak on any item, and to please turn off cell phones while in the hearing room. So the changed items for today, on addendum page 1, item 3.5 is withdrawn. Page 16, item 6A, we are recommending move to consent. It's the City of Pacifica item. And on agenda page 17, items 9B, C, and D are all postponed.
B, C, and D.
The Dowd rezoning, yes. And on page 18, 10B is also postponed.
Okay.
Question, the background indicated that the staff and applicants on 10A were in agreement on the conditions. Is that correct?
That's my understanding.
But we still have to, what, find substantial issue on it?
It's an appeal.
Yeah, sorry. There's not another chair. staff and the applicant are in agreement on the conditions of approval. We've worked on a revised project, and we couldn't move it to a consent calendar because it was an appeal that we haven't found substantial issue yet.
So after we find substantial issue, then we're basically in agreement. All right.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification. Let's go ahead and start with the report.
Okay. Under the Deputy Director's report, we have four minor items, one regular waiver, and three de minimis waivers. We're not aware of any objections to those.
Okay. Any objections to concurrence with the Executive Director's report? Seeing none, the Commission concurs.
Thank you.
Oh, we do have a speaker slip. This is Catherine Caulfield. She didn't indicate what she wanted to address with regard to this report.
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm going to give a report on Lawson's Landing.
Okay.
And I think she would like to speak after that is done.
All right.
So before I move on to the consent calendar, give you a brief update on what's going on with Lawson's Landing.
All right. Thank you.
As you recall, we are working closely with Marin County and the applicants on an ongoing permitting matter for the visitor-serving development, including camping at Lawson's Landing on Tamales Bay. At the last update, we reported that the county certified its EIR for the Lawson's Landing master plan and was moving on to the coastal development permit process. At this time, the county still anticipates approving a CDP for the master plan and also subsequent CDPs for more precise development plan approvals that are anticipated to be necessary for implementing the master plan. This means that after the CDP for the master plan is approved, it could still be several years before certain changes to be implemented if they need precise development plans. For example, the master plan contemplates removing the problematic septic systems and developing a new wastewater treatment facility at a new location, and this would be done in a subsequent precise development plan approval. The applicants recently submitted a revised master plan alternative proposal to the county that reduces the camping levels in the wet meadow and reconfigures and moves some camping and other uses to the entryway of the resort. And at a recent Planning Commission workshop, the commission did ask the Lawsons to bring back some clarifications to the master plan and to submit alternatives, including moving all camping out of wetlands, ESHAs, and their 100-foot buffers required by the LCP. These changes also would be consistent with our comments, staff's comments on the master plan, and would serve to further coordinate our approaches. Our understanding is that the Lawson's application for the master plan CDP is still unfiled, and we are continuing to try to coordinate and provide input where we can in the local process. We're also continuing to work closely with the Lawson's on compliance with the commission's enforcement order, including fulfilling our application filing requirements for the part of the project within our original permit jurisdiction. And we are hoping that they'll submit all the outstanding information items for this application by mid-July. As for the county process, the county has targeted an action on the CDP by the Board of Supervisors in September. And this is about 5 months behind the originally anticipated schedule. After that, the commission can expect to have the entire project before you, including appeals and the portions of the project with our retained jurisdiction. Overall, our objective continues to be the ultimate approval of a project that will provide significant low-cost visitor-serving options at Lawson's Landing and that protects the sensitive resources on the site. And we are continuing to coordinate with Lawson's Landing and the county to facilitate this at the earliest point in time. Okay. So that concludes my remarks. There's one person here to speak. And
yes, and Catherine Caulfield. I'd like to address the commission, and we're going to give you 3 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, Vice Chairman. My name is Catherine Caulfield. I'm from the Environmental Action Committee of West Marin. I believe I'm correct in saying that this is the longest outstanding Coastal Act violation in the commission's history, 36 years and counting. So although it is unusual for the commission to get involved in a coastal permit before the county has finished its work, in 2005 you decided to intervene and try to push the process forward. Chiefly, you were concerned that the extremely slow pace of the county's permit process was allowing these longstanding violations of the Coastal Act to continue damaging a very sensitive site to Mollis Dunes. The commission has employed a very light touch on this matter. You have not required compliance with the Coastal Act. Instead, staff tried for close to a year to get the applicants to voluntarily put in a completed application before the commission finally resorted to a cease and desist order that required a completed permit by last April. That's April of 2007. You agreed not to process the permit until the county had completed its permitting, which it pledged to do by spring of this year. Staff then extended the Lawson's deadline by another 11 months to March of this year. However, neither the Lawson's nor the county has kept these deadlines. The county now hopes to finish the first stage of its multi-stage permit process by September 2008. And even that revised deadline is extremely unlikely to be met, since the Lawson's have still not submitted a completed application. If the commission does not intervene, it is very possible that Lawson's Landing will not be in compliance for another 4 or more years. Your commission has been more than patient, as has the public. So patient that you have not even enforced your own cease and desist order, though the Lawson's are in violation of it. For the Lawson's, the message of the past 40 years has been reinforced. Violations bring no enforcement and no consequences. We think the time is coming, if it's not already here, when your commission must set a deadline for compliance with the Coastal Act or removal of unpermitted development, and it must be a deadline with teeth. We understand the commission is short on resources and the staff is stretched to the limit. But not to act in a case like this when the damage is so serious, the site so sensitive, the violation so blatant and of such long standing would be to do a terrible disservice to your mission and to the people of California. We urge you to take action to protect Mollis Dunes, to set a deadline for compliance while there's still something left to protect. Thank you very much.
Okay. Mr. Douglas?
Yes, Madam Chair. This whole situation is frustrating for us as well. Ms. Caulfield is right. This is a long-standing violation. I'm not sure it's the longest-standing one in history of the Coastal Act, but it may well be. It is not simple. Not only are there questions about the history, what was permitted, what wasn't permitted, as those of you who were here when we went through this before know, our attempt to research the history of what was permitted here led to a very complex and kind of obtuse picture in terms of what they were told they could do with or without permits by the county or representatives for the county at the time. But clearly, in our view, there is an outstanding violation there. We have communicated to the county that we're frustrated by the slow progress that's being made. We are also hampered by the staff reductions. As you know, for a while we had one staff member who's sitting to my left for three counties in North Central. Ruby's now been joined by one other reassigned staff member and quarter time from a couple of others. So staffing for this issue, as well as other issues in North Central, is a real crisis for us. Charles and I talked about what we can try to do to stimulate the county action. We have been told by the county that they are, yes, they're behind, but they are proceeding. It's pretty clear to us that they're not going to appreciate us jumping into the fray at this point with some sort of cease and desist order or enforcement action, but clearly it is frustrating. So I don't know. If we can get some direction from you, that would be fine, but that's where we are. There are things we should do that we're not able to do at this point.
Okay.
So anyway, that's
all right. Commissioner Wan.
Kind of my overview.
I certainly understand the complexity of this and the difficulties with staffing, but I think we really should do whatever we can to move this up and to get this in front of us. We've been listening to this for a long time, and I'm in agreement with Ms. Caulfield about it. So I don't know what you can do to speed it up, but I think we should attempt to.
Well, when Charles gets back, Ruby and Charles and I will sit down and see what we can do. You know, sending a letter, I'm not sure is going to make any difference. We've done that too many times. Mm-hmm.
I think you need to look and see what it is you can do.
Okay. Commissioner Riley.
Thank you. Commissioner Kinsey's going to be sitting next month at San Luis Obispo hearing, so it may be fruitful to impress on him the sense of the commission of how important it is for the county to hold to their current timeline and not have additional slippage, at least, and see if he can exert some influence there within the county structure to make sure that happens.
Well, that's one thing I can ask Charles to do, is make sure that part of his deputy director's report will include what we have internally decided could be done, bring it up at the meeting with Commissioner Kinsey there, and then see what kind of direction we get from you.
Okay. Commissioner Blank?
Just for Director Douglas's...
Is your mic on?
Yes. Is the applicant here represented by Paul Hastings? Do you know?
Is what?
The applicant represented by Paul Hastings. Is that their law firm? No. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you, then, on that one. Okay. Next item is the consent calendar.
So item number 4 is the consent calendar. A few minutes ago, I did recommend moving item 6A to the consent calendar. This is the City of Pacifica who is requesting an after-the-fact approval for replacement and repair of an outfall at the seaward terminus of Clarendon Road in Pacifica. Staff and the city is in agreement with the conditions, although we have attached a letter to your report from the city's consulting engineer that just provides some more clarification on the project for you, which will be part of the file. But we are in agreement with the conditions. and we recommend that you approve the project.
All right. Thank you.
Move consent.
Moved by Commissioner Riley, seconded by Commissioner Ashajian to approve the consent calendar. Are there any objections to a unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the consent calendar is approved.
Thank you. This brings us to item 5A, a minor local coastal program amendment in the city of Pacifica. This would amend the implementation plan to establish an inclusionary zoning ordinance to require all residential developments of 8 or more units or parcels to develop at least 15% of the total proposed units below market rate to address affordable housing needs in the city. Other provisions of the LCP would still apply. The executive director has determined that the proposed amendment is minor, and we're not aware of any objections to this determination, and we're recommending that the commission concur.
Okay. We have no speaker slips on this item. Are there any objections to concurrence with the executive director's determination? Seeing none, the minor amendment 2-07 is approved.
Thank you. That concludes North Central.
All right. Thank you.
Morning, commissioners. That brings us to item 7. This is the deputy director's report for the Central Coast District.
Uh-huh.
And we have three items to report. One is a waiver for a minor state parks project in the city of Morro Bay. And then the second item is an immaterial amendment to a coastal permit for a project in the city of Pismo Beach. And then we have a proposed extension for a coastal permit in North Monterey County. In terms of the extension, I want to note that we have received an objection, and that is in your deputy director's report. However, we continue to believe that there aren't any changed circumstances that would affect the commission's 2006 decision on this, and we continue to recommend that the extension request be granted. That concludes the deputy director's report.
All right. Are there any objections to concurrence with the executive director's report? Seeing none, the commission concurs.
That brings us to, we don't have any items on the consent calendar. That brings us to item 9A. Item 9A is a proposed amendment to the Santa Cruz County LCP. It has two main parts. The first part would allow for small family child care facilities as a principally permitted use in residences where such residences are otherwise allowed under the LCP. It would also add large family child care facilities as a principally permitted use in the LCP's residential zoning districts. The changes were prompted by changes in state health and safety code requiring that these facilities be considered residential uses. The second part of the amendment provides for a series of LCP cleanups in multiple IP areas. So we've identified a few minor modifications that are necessary to conform the proposed amendment to state law, so to clearly ensure LCP resource protection, and also to ensure LCP internal consistency. Staff recommends the commission approve the LCP amendment with these modifications, and the two motions to do so are found on page 3 of the staff report. That concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you very much. Do we have any ex parte communications? Any ex partes?
No.
Seeing none. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Madam Chair, I move the commission reject Part B of Major Amendment Number 2-05 to the Santa Cruz County Local Coastal Program Implementation Plan as submitted by Santa Cruz County. Recommend a yes vote.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second approve the staff's recommendation. Would you like to speak to your motion, Commissioner Potter? Commissioner Ashajian? No? Okay. Passage of this motion will result in the rejection of the amendment and adoption of the resolution and findings in the staff report. Are there any objections to a unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the matter is approved.
So, Madam Chair, I move the commission to certify Part B of Major Amendment Number 2-05 to the Santa Cruz County Local Coastal Program Implementation Plan, if it is modified as suggested in the staff report. Recommend a yes vote.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Potter, seconded by Commissioner Ashajian. The passage of this motion will result in the certification of the amendment with the suggested modifications and adoptions of the resolution and findings in the staff report. Would you like to speak to your motion? Okay.
No, ma'am.
No? All right. Are there any objections to a unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, then this is also approved. Thank you.
Let's see. So as Ms. Papp indicated earlier, items 9B, C, and D have postponed. So that brings us to item 9E. This is another proposed Santa Cruz County LCP amendment. This one relates to allowing second residential units on the county's agricultural lands. We haven't had time to sufficiently analyze the amendment, and we're recommending that the commission extend the action deadline by a year. The motion to do this is found on page 1 of the staff report.
Okay, we have no speaker slips on this item.
Madam Chair, I move the commission extend the 60-day time limit to act on Santa Cruz County Local Coastal Program Major Amendment Number 3-03, Part 3, to July 8, 2009. Recommend a yes vote.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Potter, a second by Commissioner Ashajian to approve the time extension. Are there any objections to the unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the time extension is approved.
That brings us to the appeal calendar. In item 10A, as we briefly discussed earlier this morning, item 10A is a new appeal in the Cayucos area of San Luis Obispo County. The principal appeal contentions have to do with protecting Esha along Little Cayucos Creek. We are an applicant and staff are in agreement on the staff recommendation and on the conditions of approval. We couldn't move it to the consent calendar because it is an appeal for which the commission would need to find substantial issue and then would need to take an action on the coastal permit.
Okay.
So the motions are found on page 5 of the staff report.
Okay, so first we need to determine a substantial issue. Okay, and so with that, are there three or more commissioners who object? I don't know.
I'm sorry.
He is recommending substantial issue.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Sorry, we're recommending substantial issue and that the commission approve the coastal permit with conditions.
And we do have some speakers, and just for clarification, we have... Oh, it's both. That's the same person.
Madam Chair, ex parte.
Okay, let me do the ex parte first. Commissioner Ashajian.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Too many chairs.
On June 4th, I had a meeting with Morgan Rafferty, the Executive Director of EcoSlow, and Gordon Hensley of San Luis Obispo Coastkeepers. And their concern was that the project did not conform to the LCP policies for riparian protection and ESHA. They do support staff's recommendation with the additional conditions. And even though my other ex parte was a few months ago, but since I didn't see it in the staff report, it could have been my mistake. I did meet with the applicant and their representative in my office in SLO County government. It was a matter of going through the project, and they were very complimentary of the staff's cooperation.
All right, thank you. Any other ex parte communications? Commissioner Potter, do you have one? Your light's on. I'm just checking.
No.
Okay, thank you. All right. Do three or more commissioners object to the finding of substantial issue? Okay, seeing none, substantial issue is found, and then we'll go forward with the de novo part of the hearing.
Thank you, commissioners. The applicant is here. I know to the extent you would like to hear from the applicant, they've signed up to speak. We have worked out the parameters of the revised project so that the project will maintain the required setback from the ESHA from Little Cayucos Creek as required by the LCP. The project also includes substantial restoration enhancement of the area outside of the area that could be developed. As I said, we're in agreement with the applicant on the revised project and the conditions of approval, and staff recommends that the commission approve the coastal permit with conditions.
All right. We have John Belcher, who would like to address the commission. Would you like to come forward? Could you give your name for the record? And
John Belcher, actually, Madam Chair, we're here. Our architect is here, but we really agree with the Coastal Commission ecologists and the staff recommendations, so I think we have something that we can do that's positive. So,
very good. Thank you.
Any questions, yeah.
Excellent. And that's the only speaker. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Madam Chair, I move that the commission determine that appeal number A-3-SLO-07-024 raises no substantial issue with respect to the grounds on which the appeal has been filed.
We've already found substantial issues, so we need to go to the
I move
next
that
motion.
The commission approve coastal development permit number A-3-SLO-07-024 pursuant to the staff recommendation. Recommend a yes vote.
Do we have a second? What page is that on? Okay. Who seconded the motion?
Mr. Riley.
Riley? We have a motion by Commissioner Ashajian, seconded by Commissioner Riley. Hang on here. Okay. And passage of this motion, passage of this motion will result in approval of the coastal development permit as condition and adoption of the resolution and findings in the staff report. Would you like to speak to your motion?
No, Madam Chair. I'm very complimentary of staff's report.
Commissioner Riley?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any objection to a unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the motion is approved. The commission hereby approves the coastal development permit on the grounds that the development as conditioned will be in conformity with the provisions of the San Luis Obispo County Certified Local Coastal Program. Very good.
Thank you. Item 10B has been postponed, as we indicated before, so that brings us to item 10C. And we do have a couple of slides for this in a PowerPoint presentation. Item 10C is another new appeal. This one's in the city of Capitola in Santa Cruz County. The project that was appealed is actually an amendment to an existing city coastal permit that already provides for the redevelopment and restoration of the historic Rispin Mansion site with a 25-unit hotel and a range of related improvements, including a series of public access amenities. Currently, the site's home to the abandoned mansion and grounds, as well as a public access bridge across Soquel Creek. Slide 1 here gives you a sense of the current state of the mansion itself, and as you can see, it's been boarded up and graffitied, and it's generally in a state of disrepair. Next slide, please. Slide 2 gives you a different perspective, looking along the backside of the mansion with the slope dropping off to the right of the frame here. Despite its current condition, Rispin Mansion's a nationally recognized historic resource, and the previously approved coastal permit provides for its rehabilitation and restoration, including the grounds, per the Secretary of Interior standards. The Bay City coastal permit was not appealed, and that original coastal permit remains valid and effective today. The appeal is based on a recent city-approved amendment to the base coastal permit that makes several relatively minor modifications to the project. Based on the way the coastal zone and appeal boundaries are oriented at the site, the only portion of the current amendment action subject to appeal is a realigned pathway and sewer line on the east side of the mansion proper, including the removal of 3 trees in this area. Next slide, please. This slide shows the location of the originally approved path and the realigned location per the amendment. The originally approved path is slightly to the right of the frame. It would have circumvented the entire backside of the mansion. The realigned path is to the left, and it's been shortened. The sewer line would also extend along the side of the building as well. The one maple tree shown to be removed is seen, you can see in this slide too. Next slide, please. Slide 4 shows you the backside of the mansion, looking back in the other direction. Again, the sewer line would run along this edge of the mansion, and 2 trees that would be removed for the line are shown in this slide. The appellant claims that the city amendment action is inconsistent with the LCP's ESHA standards with respect to riparian corridors and monarch butterflies. Next slide, please. Slide 5 shows a site plan with various aspects of the appeal project noted. The crosshatched area to the right is the monarch roosting area, and the uppermost dashed line is the edge of riparian vegetation. The path and sewer alignment and the 3 trees subject to appeal are noted. There are a lot of things going on this slide, so it's also attached as Exhibit 2 of your staff report if it's easier to make it out there. As indicated before, staff believes that the coastal permit amendment represents minor modifications to an already approved and coastal permitted project. All such project amendment elements are well outside of the riparian corridor and outside of the required buffer to the riparian corridor. Likewise, all such development is well away from the monarch roosting area. These changes do not alter the basic habitat premise of the base coastal permit and in some ways represent habitat improvements in as much as development is moving further away from the riparian and roosting resources than originally approved. Staff recommends that the commission find that the appeal raises no substantial issue. The motion to this effect is on page 2 of the staff report. And I know that the city's here to the extent you have any questions of the city for this matter. That concludes staff's presentation.
All right. Thank you, staff. Do we have any ex parte communications? No?
Madam Chair, I had a brief conversation last night with Bud Carney, in which he expressed his and the city's support for the staff recommendation.
All right, thank you. Let's open the public hearing. Staff is recommending no substantial issue. We have one speaker, Richard Hill from the city of Capitola.
Thank you. My name is Rich Hill. I'm the city manager of the city of Capitola.
Give you 3 minutes.
My compliments to the commission and my sincere appreciation to the staff. We've been working on this project for more than 10 years. It's received endorsement of 3 separate city councils and broad public support continued through that time. The city supports staff recommendation, and we're here to answer questions should you have any.
All right.
Very much.
Any questions for Mr. Hill? Thank you very much. We'll close the public hearing, bring it back to staff.
We have no further comments.
No further comments. All right. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Madam Chair, I move the commission to determine that appeal number A-3-CAP-08-021 raises no substantial issues with respect to the grounds on which the appeal has been filed under Section 30603 of the Coastal Act. Recommend a yes vote.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Commissioner Potter, a second by Commissioner Ashajian. Passage of this motion will result in the finding of no substantial issue and the adoption of the resolution and findings in the staff report. Would you like to speak to your motion?
Just that after 10 years, I'd really like to see this project done. It's an extremely unique structure. I've been there a couple of times. The restoration of this is going to be a real spectacular project. I'm delighted to finally see what it looks like actually may come to fruition. I've seen it in a variety of incantations, but this is most certainly the closest to ever come to construction.
Very good. Commissioner Ashajian?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
No? Okay. Okay. Is there any objection to a unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the commission hereby finds that appeal number A-3-CAP-08-021 does not present a substantial issue with respect to the grounds on which the appeal has been filed. Thank you.
Thank you. That brings us to the last item of our agenda. That's item 10D. We also have a couple of slides and a PowerPoint for this one. Item 10D is a new appeal of a county-approved wireless communications facility in the Los Osos area of San Luis Obispo County. The approved facility would be constructed within an existing office building at the corner of Los Osos Valley Road and South Bay Boulevard. The appellant contends that the project is inconsistent with the LCP's ESHA policies, namely that the radio frequency emissions from the facility will impact ESHA inconsistent with the LCP. Slide 1 is an air photo showing the intersection in question. The project would be located in the existing building shown by the arrow. The Rayleigh Shopping Center can be seen directly across the street in that slide. Next slide, please. Slide 2 gives you a sense of how the wireless facility would be constructed within the building. The before and after views are essentially the same because all the facility components would be hidden within the walls and the roof parapet. Next slide, please. Slide 3 gives you a similar perspective on the project. The appeal must be understood within the context of the Federal Telecommunications Act of 1996, or the FTA. As indicated in the staff report, the commission is prohibited from regulating this wireless facility on the basis of radio frequency emissions, so long as the facility complies with the Federal Communication Commission's regulations for such emissions. The same preemption applied to San Luis Obispo County in their action. In this respect, the appellant contends that the project does not comply with such FCC regulations and thus that the commission is not federally preempted. However, staff has reviewed the relevant FTA and FCC standards, and it appears that the facility does comply with FCC regulations in that respect. As a result, the commission is prohibited from regulating the facility on the basis of such emissions. Because the commission cannot regulate in this area, the appeal contentions do not rise to the level of a substantial LCP conformance issue. Even if the commission weren't preempted in this way, staff believes there's insufficient scientific evidence at this time to conclusively show that there's an ESHA impact in this case. Dr. Dixon has preliminarily investigated this issue, as well as the information and literature cited in the appeal. And the evidence regarding the effect of radio frequency emissions on wildlife and their habitat is not definitive at current time. Staff recommends that the commission find that the appeal raises no substantial issue. The motion to this effect is found on page 2 of the staff report. That concludes staff's presentation.
All right. Thank you, staff.
Madam Chair, I might just add that we have had information provided that emission of these radio waves or these electronic waves do interfere with bird breeding and other kinds of bird behavior. We have not been able to independently confirm that, but there appears to be some evidence to that effect. It doesn't change the fact that we're preempted by federal law, but I think if that's the case, it's something that needs to be not only documented, but brought forward to the federal authorities in any event to be addressed. So we are concerned about it because we've seen a number of these cell tower proposals and are concerned, especially if they're being placed in environmentally sensitive habitat. This isn't one of those, but we've had proposals in places like Cambria, up on the North Coast, in a number of locations. So it's not an issue we're ignoring, but if we do find that there are impacts, the only way we can address it is by perhaps letting our federal representatives know and the FTC or FEC.
FCC.
FCC.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Commissioner Riley, did you have a comment?
Well, yes, and just to counsel, despite the language of the federal prohibition, my understanding is that there have been court cases that have ruled that while these projects cannot be turned down solely because of the radio, the emissions, that if there are other factors involved, that emissions can be considered as one factor in making a determination on this. So it's the prohibition's not 100%, but absent other issues, you can't just turn them down simply because of the emission issue.
That's correct, and that's one reason, for example, we communicated with San Luis Obispo County about the proposed cell towers in the East-West Ranch in Cambria, that there are land use issues that are involved. And if there were visual impacts here or other kinds of land use kinds of impacts, then that's a different issue.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me ask, do we have any ex parte communications?
Yes, Madam Chair. And before I do that, just a comment.
Commissioner Shajian.
Mr. Douglas, the cell tower at the Fiscalini Ranch was in front of the Board of Supervisors, and it was denied unanimously. Yeah.
Did you have an ex parte?
Yes, ma'am, I do. But I just thought I'll do a follow-up. I did about a week ago in my office in San Luis Obispo. I did meet with the appellant, and she shared her concerns with me, and she had a view of the where the project site is from the east-west, similar to that of the staff. She also communicated with me that the threat dealing with the impacts of radiation is beginning to be documented in Europe. Tower-emitted radiation appears to be impacting breeding and resident bird population as new communication towers, especially cellular telephone communications, facilitate are installed in areas where migratory birds historically breed or reside. She also talked about the electric wind turbine industry that's funded over $7 million since 1994 to minimize bird strike. By contrast, the telecommunication industry has funded no such thing. And she requested that the commission find substantial issue with this permit or and to impose a 3-year independent environmental study as condition of the development permit to be funded by Sprint Nextel. And she also brought to me different paperwork, such as it was briefing paper on the need for research into the cumulative impacts of communication towers or migratory birds and other wildlife in the United States. Among other paperwork I received from her was that cell towers should protect birds. There's a court ruling, and if the staff is interested, I'll be happy to share this paperwork with them. At the same time, I received emails from Dr. Jean and Dr. Mimi Kelland supporting the project, as I did receive an email from Ms. Joyce Albright supporting the project. Also another email from Pandora Nash Carner, who owns a residential rental property near the proposed cell tower and has no financial interest in the project, but She brought to my attention that the American Cancer Society continues by stating no human studies have focused specifically on cellular phone towers or even on radio waves more generally as supportive of the project. Also on June 4th, I met with Morgan Rafferty, Executive Director of ECOSLO, and Gordon Hensley of San Luis Obispo Coast Keepers, and they were supportive of the project. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Any other ex parte communications? We have one speaker, so let's open the public hearing and invite Scott Yamaguchi to the microphone, and you have 3 minutes.
Good morning. Scott Yamaguchi, Nossam and Guthrie Knox and Elliott, representing the applicant Sprint Nextel. We appear to support the staff report. The staff report recommends that you find no substantial issue with respect to the appeal. As was mentioned, the federal government has seen fit to preempt the subject matter of radio frequency exposures and emissions, even apart, and we do satisfy the FCC standards in that regard. And even if that preemption was not in play, our site is not in an ESHA. It's not next to an ESHA. There's no evidence of any impact on an ESHA. There's no visual impact because our facility is completely incorporated into the architecture of an existing building in the downtown area. So for all the reasons that were correctly identified by staff, we urge your adoption of staff's recommendation.
All right. Thank you. We'll close the public hearing and go back to staff. Anything additional?
Nothing further. Thank you.
All right. That's the pleasure of the commission.
Madam Chair, I move that the commission determine that appeal number A-3-SLO-08-022 raises no substantial issue with respect to the grounds on which the appeal has been filed under Section 30603 of the Coastal Act. Recommend a yes vote.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Ajajian, seconded by Commissioner Potter. Passage of this motion will result in the finding of no substantial issue and adoption of the resolution and findings in the staff report. Would you like to speak to your motion?
No, ma'am.
All right. Commissioner Potter? No? Okay. All right. If with no objections, are there no objections to unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the commission hereby finds that appeal number A-3-SLO-08-022 does not present a substantial issue with respect to the grounds on which the appeal has been filed under Section 30603 of the Coastal Act. And then before, do we have anything else before we adjourn?
No, I just want to remind the commission not to get used to this early departure on Friday because, first of all, if we had not postpone the item in Monterey, we would be here much longer. Secondly, as I indicated yesterday, the July meeting being a three-day meeting and with the events planned for Wednesday, that it's going to be important for you not to plan an early getaway on Friday. So please prepare for a later getaway on Friday. Again, we can't guarantee what happens to the items on the agenda, but I really think looking at the projections right now that that's Friday is going to be a full day.
All right. And Commissioner Riley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just for those commissioners that are planning on stopping by after the meeting, a couple of points. One is when you're going out River Road and looking for the Martinelli turnoff, you have to look very closely because my road crew has let some bushes kind of grow up next to the sign, so you get right on top of it before you see it. But there is a big yellow sign above it showing that there's an intersection, so you might look for that. And also, when you pull in, please pull in as tight as you can because it's for those people that are over there, the yard isn't huge and stuff, and we want to make sure everybody can get in. So when you bring your car in and stuff like that, just park in tandem as closely as you can. And I'm going to give Judy a ring now and let her know that we're coming early, and after she gets done freaking out, I'm sure she'll be happy to see all of you.
I don't have direction.
15, 20 minutes.
I don't have direction.
Okay. All right, that concludes the meeting for today. Thanks, staff.
And if I may, I really want to express our appreciation to the County of Sonoma for their hospitality, and they've been just super in helping us conduct this meeting and saving the commission considerable money. And our hope is that we can come back here in the future, even though Commissioner Riley may no longer be with us.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Douglas, and I want to add my thanks as well. It was a great meeting this week. Thank you.